Grace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Text of the second lesson, Paul to the church in Galatia. Before faith came, we were held captive under the law. That was the only choice we had. We didn't have any choice. There was no other choice. Before faith, there was only the law. And what was the law? The law was the Ten Commandments, but it was more than that. The law was all the individual presuppositions that had been added to it by the Jewish lawyers. So there may have been 300 things that we were supposed to do or not supposed to do, or how we were supposed to do it, or who we could do it with, or how we could do it, or how not could do it. And all of them were things that could condemn us before God because they were the law. But then Jesus Christ came. And the law was fulfilled. And we're no longer captive under the law. Who are we anyway? Are we just certain people? He kind of handles that for us. Once you put on Christ, there's neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you're all one in Christ Jesus. Nobody's any better than anybody else. Don't think that hasn't occurred in the church for hundreds of years. I'm better than you. I've got the answers you don't have. I went to the right place. I've got the right certification. I've got the answers, and you don't even have the questions. I'm better than you. Doesn't work that way. We're all one in Christ Jesus. No longer slave, no longer free, no longer male, no longer female. The church has had a nasty ability over the last couple of thousand years to mistreat women, which I don't really understand because without them we wouldn't have a church. Who does most of the work? You know, is it done by us men? I don't think so. I mean, maybe we cut the grass occasionally. We probably don't even do that. Or we clean up the brush, and I've got a thing in my finger that proves that we went out there a couple of Saturdays alone and beat on the brush. But if it wasn't for the women, the kids wouldn't get taught. You wouldn't have anything out there to eat ever because we'd never take care of it. The things that are done in here would never get done. And there's been that feeling always that women are kind of second-class citizens. And he says, we're all one. We're not slave, we're not free. We're not Jew, we're not Greek. We're not male, we're not female. We're all one. So what's that mean? That means God loves us all. That means all our sins are forgiven and none of us are any better than anybody else. None of us has any claim to say, God loves me better than you. And I know so because I know better than you. I'm smarter than you. I went to the right school, besides which I know I'm better than you. Must be. Don't work that way. We were no longer under the law. The law kept us until the gospel came, until Christ came, and then we were removed from the law. No longer the law had a threat over us or an ability to take us down. It was gone, it was done, it was taken care of. And now we are all one. What's it mean? How does that affect the church? Are we able to refrain from dealing with some people? Does that mean that we are saying, well, some are more acceptable than others? Does that mean also that maybe the people who are believers in Islam, are they maybe also God's children? Do we like to say that we're better than them because we believe the right things? It says male, female, Jew, Greek, black, white, orange, any color, any group, are any of us better than anybody else? Are we supposed to think we are? Are we supposed to rejoice in the fact that none of us are better and we're all receivers of God's grace? After all, grace is something given us as a free gift. And that's one that people have trouble chewing on. First thing, nobody says, they said, well, nothing's free. There ain't no free lunch. period. There's nothing free. If it's free, if they say it's free, then turn the page over, look on the backside, down there in the fine print, and find out how it's not free. I love these guys that do radio advertising for one of the car dealers. And they tell you, oh, we're going to give you this great deal. For $5 or whatever, you can have this or that or the other thing. And then they got somebody who's probably a lawyer who comes along and at about 95 miles an hour, he explains to you how that doesn't affect you. How that's not going to happen unless you do this, 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 or this. And this lawyer, this particular offer only lasts so many days. So what seemed like it was free, what looked like a great deal, probably isn't. Free gift. Grace is a free gift. We're given our right to salvation because God loves us enough to do it. Not because of who we are, not because of what we are, because Paul covers it. None of us are any better than anybody else. No matter who your relatives were or who your friends are, you're basically God's people and you're forgiven because Jesus died on the cross in your place. And that's what the good news is. That's why no matter who you are or what you are, male, female, Jew, Greek, black, white, yellow, green, whatever color you are, you're God's people, you're forgiven. We are all one in Christ Jesus. Thank God for that. Amen.